Welcome to the Lookout News Roundup for the week of March 26. I'm your host, Joseph Darius Jafari, the editor-in-chief of Lookout, Arizona's only news source for accountability journalism for the LGBTQ plus community. Starting off the top of this session, the ACLU of Arizona is suing Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos for handling over migrants to Border Patrol who have not been accused or made suspicious of any crimes. The group filed the lawsuit in court this week and gave Lookout early access to the case, which describes multiple instances of sheriff's deputies approaching Spanish-speaking people and then calling in Border Patrol to have them removed. In one instance, deputies took a group of workers to a Taco Bell and held them there till Border Patrol arrived an hour later when they were not being detained for any crime. The details in the case run counter to what Nanos has been saying publicly, which is that his department does not work with federal immigration officers and made repeated claims that deputies don't want to act as immigration enforcement. Some more news out of Tucson. In the wake of Tucson Pride's sudden shutdown, community members are calling for a full reset. At a recent public meeting, attendees criticized past leadership and demanded transparency, youth inclusion, and shared governance. The moment reflects deeper fractures in local LGBTQ organizing, with many rejecting nonprofit-style control in favor of grassroots power and accountability moving forward. And in Tempe, Arizona State University is under scrutiny after a student group said it was blocked from hosting a political event, raising concerns about whether its campus policies are being applied evenly. The university denies viewpoint discrimination, citing procedural issues, but the dispute highlights a broader tension of who gets access to public university spaces and how those decisions are made behind the scenes. On to national news, a network of well-funded conservative groups is continuing to shape anti-LGBTQ plus legislation nationwide, with the same donors and organizations reappearing across multiple campaigns. The reporting from Aaron in the Morning maps how coordinated funding flows into state-level efforts targeting trans rights, revealing a sustained strategic pipeline. And a Reuters investigation found a U.S.-based pro-family organization collaborated with activists in Senegal to support proposed anti-LGBTQ plus legislation. The reporting underscores how American advocacy groups are exporting culture war strategies abroad, influencing laws far beyond U.S. borders with limited transparency about their role in shaping policy in other countries. That's it for this week's roundup. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Lookout_News on Instagram, Facebook, and Blue Sky. And don't forget you can get this roundup every week in your inbox by visiting lookoutnews.org and signing up for our newsletters there. We'll see you next week, and until then, stay safe, stay informed, and look out for each other.